Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fierce Intimacy: Standing Up to One Another with Love is a relationship and self-development book by Terence Real, presented in an audio edition and associated with his broader work as a psychotherapist and couples therapist. And the book is not a romance narrative or a theoretical treatise in the abstract sense. It is a practical guide to the daily work of sustaining intimacy in close relationships. Real argues that intimacy is not a fixed state, but an ongoing practice shaped by empathy, vulnerability, accountability, and mutual respect. He focuses on the habits that damage connection, including defensiveness, shame, withdrawal, and the tendency to operate from an adaptive child self rather than a mature adult stance. A major thread in the book is the critique of patriarchy and the way it distorts emotional life for both men and women. The result is a relationship guide aimed at helping readers build healthier, more equal, and more honest forms of closeness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, intimacy as a daily practice rather than a permanent condition. One of the book's most important ideas is that intimacy should be understood as something people do, not something they simply possess. Real frames connection as a minute-by-minute practice that requires repeated acts of attention, honesty, and responsiveness. This matters because many relationship problems begin when people assume closeness should remain stable on its own. In Real's view, affection alone is not enough if partners stop repairing misunderstandings or stop showing up with curiosity and accountability. The practical implication is that readers are asked to think less about finding the right relationship and more about maintaining a relational discipline once they are in one. This shifts the focus from idealized compatibility to sustained effort. It also makes the book useful for couples who want tools, not slogans. The book's emphasis on practice gives it a distinctive structure. It treats intimacy as an active skill that can be strengthened through repetition, reflection, and conscious change. Secondly, how the adaptive child sabotages adult closeness. Real uses the idea of the adaptive child to explain why people often react to conflict in ways that are emotionally immature or self-protective. The adaptive child is not presented as a diagnosis, but as a pattern of learned survival behavior. In adult relationships, this pattern can show up as defensiveness, blame, stonewalling, withdrawal, or overreaction. The value of this concept is that it moves conflict out of the moral realm of good or bad character and into the developmental realm of habit and conditioning. Readers are encouraged to notice when they are reacting from old emotional defenses instead of from a grounded adult self. That is important because many couples become trapped in repetitive fights that are less about the present issue than about old wounds being reactivated. The book's contribution is to name these behaviors clearly and then show why awareness alone is not enough. People need to recognize the pattern, interrupt it, and choose a more responsible response. In this way, the adaptive child framework becomes a tool for self-observation and relational repair. Thirdly, loving firmness as an alternative to harsh self-attack. The book places strong emphasis on how people relate to their own inner critic. Rather than recommending self-punishment or passive acceptance of harmful inner commentary, Real advocates loving firmness. This means confronting destructive internal voices without reproducing their cruelty. The distinction is important because many people try to change through shame, but shame often deepens avoidance rather than encouraging growth. Real's approach suggests that self-correction is most effective when it is steady, compassionate, and direct. The same principle extends to relationships. Standing up to another person does not have to mean aggression, and caring about someone does not require letting harmful behavior continue. That balance between firmness and care is central to the book's practical logic. It offers readers a model for setting boundaries without collapsing into hostility. This is one of the ways the book differentiates itself from advice that either overemphasizes softness or normalizes confrontation. The goal is not emotional niceness, but a disciplined form of honesty that still preserves warmth. Fourthly, equal worth as the basis for real connection. A defining principle in the book is equal worth, which Real presents as essential for intimacy and equality. The idea is that people cannot connect deeply if they relate from shame on one side or grandiosity on the other. If one person habitually places themselves below others, they lose agency and honesty. If they place themselves above others, they block mutuality and empathy. Real argues that genuine intimacy can only develop on level ground, where both people are recognized as equally deserving of respect. This principle has broad relevance because many relationship conflicts are not just about communication failures, but about hidden hierarchies. One partner may dominate emotionally while the other retreats, or both may alternate between superiority and inferiority depending on the moment. By naming equal worth as a practical relational standard, the book provides a way to diagnose these imbalances. It also links personal dignity with interpersonal ethics, suggesting that respect is not optional decoration but the condition that makes closeness possible. This makes the book especially useful for readers trying to move away from power-based relationship patterns. Lastly, the book's critique of patriarchy and its effects on love. Another major dimension of the book is its critique of patriarchy, which real presence as a force that distorts intimacy for everyone involved. In this framework, emotional hardening, dominance, shame avoidance, and disconnection are not simply personal flaws, but learned adaptations to a patriarchal environment. The book's significance lies in the way it expands relationship work beyond the couple itself. It suggests that healing intimacy requires more than better communication techniques. It also requires awareness of the social scripts that normalize inequality and emotional restriction. This gives the book a stronger structural analysis than many relationship guides. At the same time, it remains practical by tying that analysis to concrete behavioral change. Readers are not only invited to understand the cultural roots of their habits, but also to replace those habits with more open, accountable, and reciprocal ways of relating. That combination of social critique and applied guidance is a major reason the book stands apart. In conclusion, Fierce Intimacy will be most valuable to readers who want a serious, practical book about how relationships actually work under stress. It is especially suited to couples, people preparing for long-term partnership, and readers who have already encountered common relationship advice but want something more rigorous and behaviorally specific. Therapists and students of relationship dynamics may also find it useful because it gives clear language for recurring patterns such as defensiveness, withdrawal, shame, and emotional immaturity. What makes the book stand out is its combination of clinical insight, moral clarity, and usability. It does not simply encourage more communication in a vague sense. It explains why connection breaks down and what kind of inner discipline is required to repair it. Compared with many books in the relationship genre, it is more direct about power, gender conditioning, and the need for adult accountability. It is also less sentimental than popular self-help titles, while still remaining oriented toward love and repair. Readers who want a concrete framework for improving closeness, rather than inspirational generalities, are likely to find it especially rewarding. If you would like to support Terrence Real, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.